101.9 POR and John, Joe, and Courtney all morning, 12 in a row all day. Do you guys ever go shopping on Memorial Day weekend? You have a plan for that?
No.
Shopping? Like just like regular shopping? Not food shopping, but you mean just regular shopping?
Yeah. Joe, I was thinking food shopping when I saw the stat that
everybody goes food shopping.
Yes. Ooh.
I saw the stat that the average person spends like $350 on Memorial Day weekend.
What?
And I thought, for food and drinks,
I guess.
And then it turns out, no, it's like shopping Memorial Day sales. I didn't know that was even a big thing.
Yeah,
it is.
You should pay attention to radio advertising. It's on there all the time, man.
Yeah.
And it has been for years.
I was going to say, a lot of the big department stores do the big Memorial Day sale.
Yeah, it's huge.
So if you're looking for any, like, I would say this is a good time to get, like, lawn furniture or any, like, outdoor stuff.
Oh, I want some new Adirondack chairs.
Yeah, ooh. I think Memorial Day is a big sale for everybody, though, isn't
it? It's worth checking out if you want to go shopping to the store and stuff.
With a sneer on her face, she said.
No, I'm just thinking about all the people that will be doing the same thing. But it could be fun, like the vibe, the Black Friday vibe.
Absolutely. I love sales and advertisers.
And money.
I think they're awesome.
Yes, please contact our sales manager, Barry. He would love to talk to you.
Sure would.
Barreled.
I never really thought of Memorial Day as a big sale weekend, but I guess there probably is a lot of...
Oh, God,
I know,
yeah.
I'm going to look up best
And maybe
sales.
It's because it's a long weekend, too, so you got a chance to kind of do everything. You
totally.
Do the barbecue thing with the family and, you know, travel if you want to, because usually everybody's got that extra day off.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if you can go nab some sales early, nothing wrong with that.
Mm.
You know that, Captain Coupon.
I know.
I do. And I know Kate Caden, our Frugal Friday, Kate Caden will be on the air with us this morning telling us why we shouldn't spend money for this weekend.
There's the one person I don't want to spend the weekend with, Kate Caden.
Boring. But she'd be like, do you need to eat that glass? Do you need to drink that glass of water? It could be too expensive.
Oh, my God.
Unfortunately, now that I'm thinking about shopping for the weekend, and I literally said out loud, I need some new Adirondack chairs for, like, around our fire pit out back.
Boy, yes. Wait till you see your feed.
Okay, as long as it's a deal, I could be convinced to buy those on my way home from work today.
Yeah, just driving around home and stuff like that and seeing a lot of the Adirondacks out, they look like they're on sale right now.
Yeah.
Oh, like definitely.
Big time.
Joe, let me finish. So if there's a local company that has a great deal for John Shannon to get some Adirondack chairs.
You want like wooden, or do you want the like acrylic or plastic?
You
Which
know,
one?
We had the plastic ones that are like $30 a piece or whatever, and they last a couple years, and that's it.
Until they break and pinch your back while you're sitting in
the
it.
The wooden ones are nice.
I would love some wooden ones, but I like the ones that are made out of the like the stuff that they that you do on decks and stuff.
Oh, like particle board. Kind of.
No, I don't think you're saying what you mean to be saying.
What's the one that if you get a splinter, it's really bad?
Like the stuff. No, I'm thinking about like the stuff that like, you know, the Trex decking and stuff like that. And people make Adirondack chairs out of those. So it's like it's all artificial material. Like
there's
so
a dude on Main Street that I drive by on Main Street in Casco all the time. He's got them in his front yard. He puts them out all the time and they look beautiful. But I think they're just regular wood.
Yeah.
But they're gorgeous. Ooh. He's got different colors and stains. Yeah, it looks like he's selling them right there at his house.
But I'd probably have to paint them every year.
Probably so.
And you know what I wouldn't do?
Paint them every year.
Yeah, you know me.
We all do.